This is Evan on the rowboat on the Caribbean. The date is 25 April 2012, day 35. Position is 19.7998 degrees north, 87.5608 degrees west. I am on para-anchor waiting since Saturday sunset. This is now Wednesday. The wind has clocked completely around me to my south, southwest, west, northwest, north, and it's now coming from the northeast. It will stay so until late today and Thursday morning. Hopefully by Thursday morning I will begin to row toward Cabo San Antonio, which is on the west end of Cuba. That is only 183 nautical miles northwest of me. I have been able to come very close to it, and if I move any further west, then the equatorial current that sweeps along the southern shores of the Caribbean Sea will come around and rise north through the Yucatan Channel, giving me a northerly set, taking me into the Gulf of Mexico. So my chances are very good that I will be in the Gulf of Mexico by early next week. The winds are supposed to be from east-southeast over the weekend. The wait on the para-anchor is very tedious, very hot in the cabin. I have blocked my rear hatch so no sun comes in, and I put a shirt down the front door of the cabin to keep the sun out as well and try to stay as cool as I can. In the time I spend in the cabin, I read. I finished the last two books that I had started, the big, thick book by Michener called Space. That's done. And Garrison Keillor's Lake Wobegon Days, talking about his childhood through high school, that also is done. So I'm now down to MP3 recorded books. I've listened to Stephen Hawking's The Universe in a Nutshell, and I fell asleep on chapter 3, 4 chapters. I will eventually finish that. It's heavy stuff. And Bill Bryson's The Lost Country, about his travels through U.S., that also is done. So I'm trying to entertain myself, and there's always Spanish lessons I can go to. Migrating barn swallows come from the south, occasionally, very seldom though. They land on my boat. Tiny birds with black top, forked tail, of course, rusty colored belly all the way to the tail. And they have the finest details, the tiniest beak, smallest eyes, eyelashes, claws, everything so tiny and fragile. It's amazing that they can make this journey all the way to North America on their migration, seasonal migration. Songbirds are supposed to make the same migration as well, but I haven't come across any. So life goes on. And I have also over the weekend crossed my antipodal line once again. It came across from eastern Cuba to Little Cayman Island, then is heading west toward Chetumal in Mexico. That matching antipode is on the Indian Ocean when I was going from Australia to Madagascar. So that's an important one. Six pairs of antipodes accomplished on the circumnavigation, so I'm very happy about that. I will come back with other voice dispatches once I get into the Gulf of Mexico. The goal is to go for Corpus Christi. I was thinking of Galveston, but on second thoughts, finding out that there are a lot of oil platforms on the approach, among which I cannot anchor, and I can't get through them without sleeping because they're spread out over a very wide and shallow area, I decided not to go to Galveston, so I need to aim for Corpus Christi in Texas, which is about 960 nautical miles if I stay on my planned course. So that's it from the Caribbean, and until next time.